This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Breaking news out of Iran involving Pastor Saeed Abedini, his health, possible medical care, and an update on his case as it continues through the appeals process. We'll have it all today. And a new action item for you, how you can help Saeed today on Jay Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Has the State Department been dragging its heels?
Well, since that hearing, I've noticed more action. They've promised to do more, even though I'm still not sure exactly what's being done with the diplomatic efforts, but they did promise that they would do more. And it was really great news for Secretary Kerry to speak out on. His statement was very strong, and it was very encouraging to get that statement from him.
Are you concerned that he will not survive his prison sentence?
Yes, very much. Every day is a battle, of survival battle, and that's why we've been fighting to get him out as soon as possible. He's already been there long enough. Over 180 days he's been in that prison, so over 6 months. And every day counts, every day that we're able to get the word out and speak out for Saeed and get him back to the U.S. and to our family.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
And how are your children doing?
They're struggling. They are. It's the reality of our life. It's an everyday reality that we're faced to. It's over 180 days that he's been gone. And actually, he's been in prison, but even more than that, that he's been gone. In June, it will be a year. They miss him terribly. They cry. They ask for him. And they're struggling every day.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. As we told you the last couple of weeks, there was the Iranian, the Persian New Year festivities were going on in Iran. A lot of the government offices are closed. Prison visitation, kind of different schedule. Well, it's back to the normal schedule this week in Iran. And we've got a breaking update on Pastor Saeed, because you've been asking. And we told you it was coming today. It is. And a new grassroots campaign we're launching, building on the fact we've got over 500,000 people on our petition to save Saeed. We've got the statement from Secretary Kerry. Here's the latest news. First, we told you Saeed had gotten a medical review and was promised care at a hospital. Well, get this. He was taken to a hospital. He was actually taken out of Evin prison and taken to a hospital. But then the doctor wasn't there. This is the real report, folks. And so he didn't get any medical care because of a specific doctor not being there in the Tehran hospital. So he's back in Evin prison. It's a good sign in the sense that they were following up the Iranian, the prison officials there and the government in Iran on the promise to Saeed for medical care. At the same time, it shows you how difficult it is working with this regime and taking everything with a grain of salt. So you get told you're getting medical care finally after months in prison. He's been in there since September. And then you get to the hospital. You're outside of this, what people have called hell on earth. You get outside of it, get to a hospital, and the doctor's not there. Back to hell on earth you go. And that's what happened with Saeed the last couple of days. Now, his health, still grave, obviously. He was taken for medical treatment in a hospital. The prison officials there are acknowledging how difficult that situation is. So that's part one on that update. Part two, his legal appeal is moving forward, but it's unfortunately in the same branch of the Islamic Revolutionary Court that involves the hanging judge. Now, it's the Court of Appeals, but it's still the Revolutionary Court, and a very difficult process, but there is some movement there as well on his appeal. And then finally, again, after promises that bail would be accepted for Saeed as his case is pending, because he was, of course, convicted and sentenced, but then there's an appeal, the bail was again denied. We have launched. Saeed's birthday is May 7th. You can write a letter to Saeed online at savesaeed.org or by calling and adding your name to our big letter, 877-989-2255. We're going to be sending thousands of letters to Evin prison. We've got the address. This is something that can be very effective to let Saeed know we're standing with him. Will you call right now, add your name to the bigger letter, 877-989-2255, or use our new online tool at savesaeed.org.
Thank you.
More than a half million people from 180 countries have signed the petition to save American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's serving a lengthy prison term in Iran simply because of his Christian faith. Your voice has resulted in action by the U.S. government and the international community to engage this case. Now, you can send a very personal message of support to Pastor Saeed. The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org. Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. You can do that too by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online ACLJ.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Breaking news on Saeed Abedini. He was taken to the hospital outside of Evan Prison, but the doctor wasn't there, so they sent him back to Evan Prison. I mean, this is an example of why, and it's another kind of psychological abuse, right? You're told, finally, you're going to get this medical care. Then the day happens, and then... remember, this is the usual day where Saeed's able to have visitation. So that's where we're reporting all the news to you. And then you get to the hospital. You're outside of what has been called hell on earth, where your life is everybody who survived this prison called a living hell. And then you're at the hospital. You think you're finally going to get medical care from your internal bleeding, where you are extremely concerned about, you know, will you survive? Will you live? And then the doctor doesn't show up, so you've got to go back. You don't stay in the hospital. You don't get fluids. You go back to prison, back to Evan Prison, without medical care. So we've got to push aggressively to make sure this promised medical care actually happened. Because this is, again, folks, you can imagine the effect this has when you think you're about to get the assistance and you don't. You think you're finally going to get the treatment and you don't. But that did happen. His health is still a grave issue. His appeal is moving forward, though troubling that it's staying inside the same branch of the Revolutionary Court in Iran, a very difficult branch. And then finally, when we are talking about the bail situation, which Saeed's attorney in Iran is still working on and has not given up on, it was again denied. So promised by the judge, granted by the judge, and then denied by the administration of the court. So those three updates, they're available. We'll post those for you soon. But we've also got, in light of all this news breaking today, a new way for you to help Saeed Abedini, an American pastor imprisoned in Iran, sentenced to 8 years in what is basically a death sentence. The beatings, the torture, psychological, mental, physical. You've heard the stories from people who have survived Evan Prison. You've heard of the people who just wrote the book, the two women who wrote the book, Captive in Iran, who are going to be in our offices today at the American Center for Law and Justice here in Washington, D.C., and on the radio broadcast tomorrow. Mariam and Marzia both survived Evan Prison. Their friend was executed a few days after they were released. They talk about the torture. They talk about the psychological effect, the physical abuse. And again, folks, you've got here Saeed Abedini, an American citizen, his 5-year-old son, 6-year-old daughter, and his wife here, Naghmeh Abedini, waiting. An American citizen, again, imprisoned abroad. Secretary Kerry's taken action. But we've got a special date coming up, May 7th. So just about a little less than a month from today. On May 7th is Saeed Abedini's 33rd birthday. He'll be 33 years old. Now, you can write letters to Evan Prison. First, we focused on the petitions to make sure our government was acting in governments around the world, the European Union, the United States government at the UN. You got Secretary Kerry now involved as well. Now, we've put together at SaveSaeed.org. It's save, and it's SAEED.org, a way for you online to do your own personal message to Saeed. So you get to write what you want to write. Now, there's a template there. If you want to use that, you can, but you can write your personal message. We will then, we've got the address for Evan Prison. You can send letters there. People do it all the time. And even if Saeed doesn't get to see your actual letter, it is very normal in Iran, in these prisons, for the guards or officials at the prison to tell these prisoners, we've got thousands of letters for you. Think about how important that could be for someone like Saeed. To know that you haven't forgotten about him, to know that you're still there, that you still care, that you took the time to write a letter. We're going to handle all that for you. All you've got to do is go online, savesaeed.org, SaveSaeed.org, or if you want to do something quickly and still be part, we're also going to do a big letter with a lot of the names and make sure Saeed knows how many people were on that letter. So if you want to do that, you can call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. How encouraging will it be? I hope he is out before his birthday on May 7th. But if he is there, to know that all of you still care, that the 500,000-plus people who signed the petition are taking the next step of action, that they took the time to write a personal letter acknowledging his birthday, but also acknowledging that we still are working for him, praying for him, and calling for him to be released, and that we will not forget Saeed Abedini. Will you do that, folks? You can go to SaveSaeed.org or call our toll-free number now. We have a general letter. If you want to write a personal letter, you go online, SaveSaeed.org. If you want to join the more general letter, which I encourage, it's an easy way to do so. We need to have thousands of people. We're going to flood the prison with letters, folks. This is not email. This is not a digital receipt of acknowledgement of a letter. This is hard copy letters. We're going to handle all the cost. We're going to handle getting it all put together. We just need you to actually write the letters or sign your name. You know, it's got to be legitimate. Sending it to Evan Prison, folks. And you can make a personal letter to Saeed Abedini. We've created an all-new online tool at SaveSaeed.org. Because we believe with the health situation teetering on the edge of medical care or then he gets sent back. I mean, folks, realize that. He was promised medical care. Finally, he gets to go to the hospital outside of the prison, and then is told, sorry, got to go back to prison because there's no doctor here for you. We're not going to wait. Folks, this is a dire situation. Will you call now? Add your name to this letter, 877-989-2255. This is a letter to Saeed saying we still are fighting. We remember you. We're not going to forget. And let's flood the prison with letters, folks. You can also customize your own letter at SaveSaeed.org, and we're doing all this. We've got about a month, folks, to build thousands upon thousands so that prison is literally flooded with letters in support for Saeed. By the way, people always ask, does it matter where I live around the world? Absolutely not. So if you're not in the United States, you're not a U.S. citizen, or how old you are, it doesn't matter. You go to SaveSaeed.org. If you can write your own personal message. It's right there on the homepage. I encourage you to do that. Also, if you're by a phone and it's easier for you to do so, we've got the general letter available, folks. You call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Will you make sure Saeed Abedini knows you're still concerned, that you still care? I know you do. I mean, I get your messages on Twitter, on the Facebook pages. We get calls all the time, even when we're not focused on this topic, for updates on Saeed. I encourage you folks to do this today. Call 877-989-2255. This is all in a buildup. We've got less than a month here. Saeed's birthday coming up on May 7th. He'll be 33 years old. 33 years old, and he's gone through this for his faith in Christ. You know, it's not like he's 75 years old, has lived this full life and has worked on all these issues. No, 33. He's got young kids at home here in the United States and a young wife. And he is at Evan Prison suffering from internal bleeding. On that day, let's make sure that prison has been flooded. So they've got to tell Saeed. Maybe he gets the letters. We'll be pushing for that. And certainly, because we're doing it online, we can make sure he knows about what, you know, the letters and the support that was there. But I encourage every one of you, you know, don't do it as a group. Do it individually. Size matters here. It's important that we put together hundreds upon hundreds of letters, not just 100 people on the letter, but literally, I want every single piece of mail to go through there. And folks, that is why we want you to stand and sign this letter. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And check out our new online tool at Save Saeed. That's SAEED.org. Than Bennett's in the studio with me here in Washington, D.C. And Than, we know, you know, petitions matter in Washington because these offices, they see all the names. They see all the people who have taken a stand. And it sends a message. And I think this is a time where we need to send Saeed a message. It sends one to the prison, by the way, as well, and to Iran, that how many people do care. That they can tell him all the time, no one cares about you. But obviously, he was being taken out of the prison, Than, to a hospital. They may not have gotten the care yet, but that wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for people. Everybody listening right now, he doesn't get medical care at all. That's not even an option for most prisoners if people don't speak out.
Yeah, first of all, Jordan, think about the significant impact that those 550,000 people that have signed the petition have already had. I mean, we've seen more than 100 members of Congress engage on behalf of Pastor Saeed. We've seen the Secretary of State finally engage the case. You know, people like Marco Rubio, Senator Lindsey Graham have continued to engage the effort. I see this new effort that we're doing as really after two things, and the one is the one that you've spent the most time touching on here, Jordan. Encouragement for Pastor Saeed. How discouraging does it have to be to actually go to a hospital, be right on the doorstep of the care that you need, and then to be, you know, not provided it? Maybe because they considered him unclean. Maybe that there was only one doctor that considered him clean. That's definitely a possibility. But either way, he did not get the care. But second of all, Jordan, and this is a significant one as well, just like those petitions here in the United States put our members of Congress on notice, these letters will put the prison officials at Evan Prison on notice. Even if they don't get these letters to Pastor Saeed, they will know that our members, the American people, and people all across the world have not forgotten about Pastor Saeed.
Are you going to help us, folks, flood Evan Prison with letters to Saeed, acknowledging him, telling him we remember him, we're praying for him, we're standing with him, we care about him? His 33rd birthday, folks. He's going to be 33 years old on May 7th, just less than a month from today. And folks, we want you. You can use our new online tool. We just launched it, I mean literally moments ago, at Save Saeed. That's SAEED.org. Or you can call and sign our general letter. And I encourage you, speak out. Do both. You can do both, folks. We want to flood the prison. So call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Call it now if you care about Saeed and want to send him a message, 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American Pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Toby Mack.
This is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Abedini.
Would you join us as we petition and pray?
Help us share his story.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Join me as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. More than a 500,000 people from 180 countries have signed the petition to save American Pastor Saeed Abedini, who's serving a lengthy prison term in Iran simply because of his Christian faith. Your voice has resulted in action by the U.S. government and the international community to engage this case. Now, you can send a very personal message of support to Pastor Saeed. The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org. Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. You can do that too by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Folks, what would you say to Saeed Abedini if you had a chance? Well, we've given you an opportunity. We have got the address for Evan Prison in Tehran, and we want you to write a letter to Saeed. Now, we've created an online tool. It's Save Saeed. It just launched today. I mean, literally, when I say today, I mean 20 minutes ago. SaveSaeed.org, SAEED.org. You can write your own customized message to Saeed. Write your own personal message. And let me ask you, we'll be taking phone calls as well as we go into the next half of the broadcast also. What would you say to Saeed? You know, the fit opportunity. What would you put in this letter? If you want to tell us right now, we're live, we're on the air, call us. It's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. What would you say to Saeed Abedini? Imprisoned in Iran since September. All because of his Christian faith. Here, you know, he's got his family here. 194 days in prison. And remember, he was under house arrest starting back in July. His birthday is May 7th. He'll be 33 years old. A young guy to go through all of this because of his faith in Christ. Not a zealot, not a political opposition leader, not a political leader, not someone on TV, not someone with a huge profile. And then this happens, folks, and he's there. Now, he was promised medical care, interestingly enough, as we talked about, and then actually got to a hospital over the last couple days. They took him out of the prison like they told him they would. And guess what happened there? Think about how demoralizing this could be and how strong your faith better be. So finally you get out of that prison, which has been called hell on earth, and you get to that hospital, and guess what happens? The doctor's not there. Back to hell on earth you go. Back to prison. That's what happened to Saeed Abedini. Still suffering from internal bleeding and yet to actually receive medical care. And remember, one of the reasons why Stan Bennett, our ACLJ Director of Government Affairs, said earlier on the broadcast was because he's considered unclean. He's not clean because he's a Christian. So what would you say to Saeed? Give me a call. I want to hear from you directly. I'd like to hear from your phone calls as well. 1-800-684-3110. Our lines are open. If you had an opportunity to talk to Saeed, what would you say? What encouragement? What are you going to put in your letter? I hope every one of you understands what we're doing here. These will be individual. So for every person that goes online to SaveSaeed.org and writes a letter, we're then going to print it out, put it in the postage, put it in the mail. We want to flood Evan Prison in Iran with letters to Saeed. When I say flood, I mean hundreds of thousands of letters. You've got a month, folks, but it's going to take us time. So we need you to get involved because we're going to handle all the costs. We're going to get them put together. We're going to get them to Iran. We're going to get them to the prison. You can write your own message at SaveSaeed.org, or you can join our bigger letter by calling our toll-free number now. And you can do both, folks. I think it'd be great if you did both. Because there's, you know, so many of you ask, what else can I do? Here's two things you can do right now. Go to SaveSaeed.org. It's absolutely free, of course. Write your letter. We're going to handle all the costs. We're going to make sure it gets there. Second, call right now and add your name to the bigger letter, where it's just thousands upon thousands of people. We want to make sure that also sends a message. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. There's information there about Saeed, his health update, case update, as well as an update on bail, which was again denied after he was promised bail by the judge originally in the case, still denied as the case is pending in the appeals court. Now, we're going to talk about this new tool that we've launched, but let me encourage you again, folks, do both. Write your own custom letter and call our toll-free number now. What would you say to Saeed? Here's your opportunity to do so. We've created this tool. We're putting together the resources. We're going to handle all of it for you. All you've got to do is take some action. Take a couple minutes of your day. Call now, 877-989-2255. He'll be 33 years old on May 7th. That's next month on a Tuesday. And we want to make sure that prison is flooded with letters of support so Saeed knows that you still care and that you're still fighting for him. That's 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to SaveSaeed.org. John Schenck is with us now. And folks, John has been putting together the Save Saeed campaign, and is also formerly a guitarist with Reliant K, and now with the ACLJ team in our media department. It's really a lot of all of the musicians who got involved, and John was one of the musicians involved on SaveSaeed.org initially to get all those hundreds of thousands of petitions. John has been running, and we were all brainstorming over the last few weeks as the Secretary Kerry statement came out. What is next for the public? You know, we've got all the work we're doing behind the scenes and the work we do legally and the work we do diplomatically, but what can you do? You know, what can we give? You know, because we want you, obviously prayer is important, petitions are important, but there are many of you out there, you've done the petition, you're praying every day, I get your messages that you're praying at church, you're doing it at church, and you wanted something else to do. We said, you know what, we heard from, it was actually Mariam and Marzia who wrote the new book, Captive in Iran. They're going to be at our offices today here in D.C. and on the broadcast tomorrow. And they've said the letters are important. Everyone has said these letters are extremely important, letters of support. So we said, you know, let's create a tool where we handle all the cost, and we can flood Evan Prison. John Schneck is with us now. And, John, tell people about what they will see now if they go to SaveSaeed.org and what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. When you go to SaveSaeed.org, there will be an icon on the very top bar up there that has a picture of a stamp, and you click on that icon and a form will pop up, and you can at that point sign your name to that form, which has a pre-written letter of encouragement to Pastor Saeed, or you can edit the text and include your own personal message, and then you fill out the information at the bottom of the form and hit send. And you know, once we collect all those letters, we're going to actually print them and mail them to Saeed in Iran.
And, John, what we know, and I know you've heard too, is people have been asking, what else can I do? And it can be a little daunting to figure out this process on your own. Okay, I'm going to put together a letter. Is it ever going to get to Iran? And the cost, and what does it take? We're taking all the cost in, you know, internally. We're handling all of that, packaging each of these letters. As I was saying earlier, these will each be individual because we want to flood the prison with letters. I mean, so they've got bags and bags of mail from people from around the world, these letters of encouragement. So people can go online, and John, they can also, there's a video there as well, kind of walking them through the process, and they can share it with their friends and family too, because I think, you know, it's important. But another aspect is that we want everybody to do this individually. We don't, I mean, it's more important to have thousands than it is necessarily 20 people on the same letter. I think it's very important for each person to take the time to do it. And there's also, I think, is there a preset letter there, John, as well?
Right, there is. Once you click on the send site a message icon at the very top of the page, a form will pop up, and there is a letter that is pre-written that you are, you know, welcome to sign your name to that letter, and that will also be individually printed with your name on it.
And, folks, here's that letter. I'm going to read it to you right now. It says, Pastor Saeed, I want to send you a message of hope to let you know that I'm thinking of you, praying for you, and standing with the millions of others around the world who are advocating for your immediate release. No one should be in prison for their religious beliefs. Your grace and courage are an inspiration to me and many others. God bless you. Sincerely, and then you can add your name right there. I mean, literally, it takes moments. It's a great message to send. His birthday is coming up in less than a month, May 7th. He'll be 33 years old. So it's a great opportunity to bring attention for the world to Saeed Abedini. 33 years old, he'll turn, suffering for his faith. Go to SaveSaeed.org. John, thank you for coming on. Thanks for putting this together for us in the new letter program. And, folks, let me encourage you now. You can also take a stand by joining our massive letter to Saeed. This is going to Saeed. This is for him and for all those officials around him and those prison guards. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. What would you say to Saeed? You've got an opportunity to act. Call 877-989-2255. 194 days in prison because of his faith.
The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org. Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. Online, ACLJ.org.
4-3-1-10. We've got a new grassroots campaign that we've launched for Saeed Abedini at SaveSaeed.org. That's save, and it's SAEED.org. Write a letter to Saeed. Why are we doing this now? Well, many of you have asked, what else can I do? And we've been going through and talking to people who have survived Evan Prison and have gotten out, and people have been released. And they said, you know, sometimes they would hear about the thousands of letters being sent on their behalf, all the mail that was received to them, you know, letters of encouragement. And we said, you know what? We've got over 500,000 people who signed this petition, 556,652 people to be exact. You can still sign that at SaveSaeed.org. What about a letter writing campaign? But we'll take in the cost so we can track, one, how many letters are going. That's a great way we can let the media know, let the world know how many people. That's why this is so important, folks, for you to use our tools. And then also, we're going to take the cost in. You know, this is part of what the ACLJ does. We're going to get it in the envelope. We're going to get it postage on there. We're going to get it to Evan Prison. And this is not like a any kind of gimmick, folks. This is for real. There is an address. You can do this. I think we've got now this grassroots momentum and community of people that it's a great opportunity to help Saeed Abedini. And it's a great time to shed light on him again because his birthday is May 7th. He'll be 33 years old. So I hope you'll take the time to go to SaveSaeed.org today. John Schneck, who put together SaveSaeed.org, has put together the petition. He's the guitarist from Reliant K. He's with our ACLJ media team now and our social media team at doing a lot of the production behind this, getting all those musicians involved and getting people speaking out to broaden out the community who is calling for Saeed's release and knows about Saeed's release, is joining us again on the broadcast. And John, let me go back to you because there are people who check SaveSaeed.org every day. I know because I get their messages and they're asking what to do and they're asking to help. And there is something important that they should know when they see the letter writing campaign and they're sharing it. If for some reason they're not seeing it right now, they just need to refresh their browser because it just posted.
Right. We literally just launched this campaign at 11 o'clock Central Time. So if you go to SaveSaeed.org and do not see the new form, there's a new timeline implemented, which is interactive, where you can hover over these dots and you can see the chain of events that have happened since Saeed's arrest up until the present day. And then also, if you don't see the new icon at the top, just simply refresh your browser and you should see that immediately then.
You know, folks, this is a great tool to use. Write a letter to Saeed. SaveSaeed.org. Now, you can also join a more general letter, which is important, too. I think you can do both. You can't just do one or the other. Do both by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Some phone calls coming in as well. Matt is calling in from Washington State. Matt, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, yes, thank you. I would just call on to respond to Pastor Saeed, what your prayer request was. My prayer would be that to let him know that we're praying for him and that we love him and that we're also praying for the people that he's ministering to over there. We're praying for the people in Iran to be freed from this oppression that they're under. And we just love Pastor Saeed and what he's doing, and we're praying for his release to come home to be with his family.
Well, let me say, Matt, thank you for your phone call. And let me encourage you folks, if you think, well, I'm not a writer, I don't really know what I'd say to Saeed, we've got a preset letter, but you can add your name. And each one of those we're going to put in its own envelope with its own postage and get it to Iran. So thousands are going to show up. It's not just going to be one letter with a bunch of names. It's going to be each individual. Here's what the preset language says, so don't let the writing part throw you off. It says, Pastor Saeed, I want to send you a message of hope to let you know that I'm thinking of you, praying for you, and standing with the millions of others around the world who are advocating for your immediate release. No one should be in prison for their religious beliefs. Your grace and courage are an inspiration to me and many others. God bless you sincerely. And you put your name in. Now, if you want to edit that, you want to put your own message, that's right there as well. So, folks, I encourage you to go to SaveSaeed.org today. That's save, and it's SAEED.org today. If you're just joining us, Saeed was taken to the hospital, but the doctor wasn't there. So after all that, back to prison, no medical treatment still. Go to SaveSaeed.org or call 877-989-2255.
More than a half million people from 180 countries have signed the petition to save American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's serving a lengthy prison term in Iran simply because of his Christian faith. Your voice has resulted in action by the U.S. government and the international community to engage this case. Now, you can send a very personal message of support to Pastor Saeed. The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org. Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. You can do that too by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online ACLJ.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
A new grassroots tool at aclj.org, actually savesaeed.org is where the hub of this is, to write a letter, write a message to Saeed. And you've asked, what else can you do? We're going to flood Evan Prison. That's where he is being, that's where he's in prison, with letters of support. And we need you to take some action. Now, you can write your own letter. We've got it set up at savesaeed.org where you get to put in the text. You get to write the message. But we've also got a preset letter. I don't want anybody to be thrown off by saying, you know, I'm not a writer. This is, I don't know what I put, or I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I'm concerned about that, or maybe you don't have the time. Listen, we've got it set up for you. We're going to take all the cost, which is putting in the envelope, putting the right postage on it. These are individual. Thousands upon thousands of letters is our goal here, all leading up to his birthday on May 7th. He'll be 33 years old. So go to SaveSaeed.org. This is just launched today. And I also encourage you, we are going to have the latest update available to share with you. He was taken to the hospital finally, that he was promised that hospital care, remember, after his medical exam, but no treatment yet for his internal bleeding. He's been in prison 194 days, not had any medical treatment after all the physical abuse and the internal bleeding, which the doctors confirmed when they examined him. But then he got to the hospital. The doctor wasn't there. Back to prison he goes. They didn't keep him at the hospital. He received no medical care still. So imagine the psychological impact that can have. He was also denied bail again while his case is pending through the appeals process. Again, denied appeal, denied bail. And then finally, the appeal is moving forward. So there is an appeal process happening right now. That whole update will be available for you. It's brand new. All that information I just said is brand new. That'll be at aclj.org just momentarily so you can share it with your friends and family. And I encourage you to continue to speak out for Saeed Abedini. Tomorrow on the broadcast, the authors of Captive in Iran, they've been on once before, but they're actually going to be in the studio with me here in Washington, D.C. Mariam and Marzia, who both were in Evan Prison for over 200, I think it's over 250 days. There because of their Christian faith. They know Saeed. In fact, they went to church with Saeed in Iran. They are going to be on with us tomorrow on the broadcast in the studio with me here in D.C., and they're going to be in our offices today here at, in Washington, and we're going to be talking to them about taking action. I'm going to go back to the phones. People have been holding on. John in Wisconsin on line one. John, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning. I've been listening to this request for prayers and letters and so forth, and I think it's a good thing. But I think we can also set our sights in a different way. We have thousands of Muslims in our own country. Here in a suburb of Milwaukee, I'm in Wauwatosa, which is a suburb of Milwaukee. In a neighboring suburb in Oak Creek, one of our Christian police officers was nearly killed, I think shot 6 or 8 times, protecting Sikhs in their place of worship, assuring them freedom of worship. We have several mosques in the Milwaukee area. The Muslims who pray 5 times a day for peace and for their brothers in the world should be getting involved in this, and they, as congregations and as individuals, ought to be doing something by writing or calling or doing whatever it is, calling their relatives back in Iran, whatever can be done in order to support this program. What's taking place here is a travesty of justice and of humanity. And, you know, they can claim to be loving, caring people, but they're not showing it if they don't give support to this man.
Well, and the truth is, honestly, John, there are some in the Muslim community who have spoken out. I want to be fair. The Ahmadi Muslim community has been outspoken. They've written blogs, articles for CNN, Washington Post, about Saeed Abedini. They're persecuted as well because they're considered blasphemers and apostates because of what their specific tenets of their faith. But it's a huge Islamic movement, the Ahmadi Muslims. There are some Muslim leaders who are working behind the scenes, Shia Muslim leaders, Sunni as well. There are predominantly Muslim countries who are doing things behind the scenes. I wish they could do more publicly, John. I agree with you, and I hope that would happen. It's kind of another topic in itself, but understandable why you brought it up, John. I agree with you. They need to be doing more. I think that community could be doing a lot more to impact for good basic religious freedom. You know, you don't have to agree on theological tenets to understand the basis to why you everyone should have the opportunity to choose the faith or have no faith at all. And that we have to all stand together for that, or else everybody's rights are going to be impacted, regardless of what your specific faith may or may not be. At the same time, though, I know there's work being done there, but we have a lot we can do, you know, each one of us. And I think that's where the focus is, too. You never want to say, well, this group's not doing enough. It's really, you know, it's them. Or what about you? And I'm John. I know you're doing stuff. I'm not. This is not a negative thing, because I agree with everything you just said. And I wish there was more. But I think for everybody listening right now, you know, it's what can you do to help? Some of these are more long term. You know, the travesty that you talked about is going to have to be a change. I can't impact the change inside the Muslim world. I can call for it, but that's going to take Muslims from within and people from within, and a lot more than just one or two of us speaking up. And there are Muslims like Zudi Jasser also, the American Islamic Forum for Democracy has called for Saeed's release, acknowledged the Holocaust Remembrance Day. I it was interesting. Yesterday, I retweeted a American Muslim conservative leader who has called out for religious liberty and against the Islamist influence within his own faith. On Holocaust, for Holocaust Remembrance Day, his statement. You know, that's possible. We can get to that point. So I have to thank those Muslims who have spoken out. At the same time, folks, we need to hear from you. We've got the new website, savesaeed.org, the new tool on there to write the letters. And Than, you know, I think this is an opportunity for everybody out there who feels like, okay, I signed the petition, but I want to do something more personal. I want to kind of feel like, you know, I'm getting this message there. We're going to make sure. Whether Saeed gets to open your mail, or he's going to know from the guards. If we flood it with thousands, which is what we intend to do, he's going to know that. And we're going to make sure he gets the messages. We're going to make sure that it's communicated to him what people are saying and how many letters. We're going to track it, folks. So, you know, a few hundred here is not going to happen. It's not going to work. This is going to take thousands upon thousands.
Yeah, here's the reality, Jordan. What we're after here, Pastor Saeed's freedom, I know it seems impossible, and the longer it goes along, it seems impossible. It feels like there's nothing that we can do, but what we are trying to do with this effort is be very specific about a tangible action that people can take to make a difference. Number one, to encourage Pastor Saeed. Number two, to continue to put the Iranian regime on notice and eventually achieve the goal of Pastor Saeed's freedom. And I would just encourage folks in this way. You talk about making it personal, Jordan. Let me tell folks what I will say when I write to Pastor Saeed. I'm going to speak to him as a father. I'm about Saeed's age. I have children about Saeed's age. I'm going to talk to him about how his children still love him, how his children have continued to speak out for him. We heard from Jacob just a couple of days ago, right after his fifth birthday. He said, "I love Jesus. Jesus, bring Daddy home." I'm going to encourage Pastor Saeed in that realm about being a father. His children continue to love him. His children are here for him. Each of us needs to find a way to make this personal, to reach out, and to encourage Pastor Saeed. That's what this effort is all about.
Folks, will you call now, add your name. We've got two things going here. Add your name to the big letter. We want one with, thousands of people on it. That's important. It's easy to do that. I mean, you can pick up the phone now. It's a toll-free number. So it doesn't cost you anything. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. It's the least you can do for someone who's been in prison 194 days because they're a Christian. And tortured because they're a Christian. And away from their kids, five-year-old son, as Stan was talking about, his six-year-old daughter, and their wife here in the United States, a U.S. citizen, all of this only because they're a Christian. Now, promised medical care, has not received any, got taken to a hospital. Do you think that would have happened, by the way, folks, though the doctor wasn't there and he got sent back? I think more psychological torture. Do you think any of this happens if you don't speak out? Do you think any of this happens if we didn't have over 500,000 people on the petition, if Secretary Kerry hadn't said anything, if Congress hadn't had a congressional hearing, if no one would have shared this story, if Fox News hadn't covered it as much as they have? Do you think that would have happened? Absolutely not. Here's the next step. Let's flood the prison. Let's make sure Saeed knows we're still there and we're still fighting and that we're not forgetting and that on his birthday coming up that thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people across the United States of America know that Saeed Abedini's birthday is on May 7th, and he'll be 33 years old. And, I hope, I pray, and we're working, that he doesn't get to his birthday stuck in that prison, that he gets home before then. But we have to think long-term, and we are the lawyers. We have to plan for the worst-case scenarios and keep fighting on. We've got the new tool. Go to SaveSaeed.org. That's SAEED.org. Or call now, 877-989-2255. Now, I know, folks, we've been focused a lot on Saeed, so we're going to change it up a little bit in the next segment of the broadcast. I was on Fox News Live in New York, actually, this weekend, debating Second Amendment. I know it's a switch, but I think because we focus so much on Saeed, it's good to talk about issues that are facing us here, too, because this legislation on our constitutional right is coming. This new legislation is coming this week or next. Check it out. That's coming up next. My appearance on Fox News with Judge Jeanine this weekend.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. More than 500,000 people from 180 countries have signed the petition to save American Pastor Saeed Abedini, who's serving a lengthy prison term in Iran simply because of his Christian faith. Your voice has resulted in action by the U.S. government and the international community to engage this case. Now, you can send a very personal message of support to Pastor Saeed. The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org. Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. You can do that too by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, as you know, today we are doing a very special effort for Pastor Saeed. His birthday is coming up May 7th. It's obviously going to be celebrated in a place where we wish that it was not. He's still going to be in Evan prison, folks. And, you know, honestly, when that day comes and goes, we're not even sure if he's going to know that that day is his birthday. But we can stand with him. We've got a new effort underway. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to write a birthday letter to Pastor Saeed. We will deliver it for you. There's a couple of different ways that you can do this. You can go to SaveSaeed.org, and you can actually write your own personal letter. You will write it. We will deliver it. We will make sure that it gets in Pastor Saeed's hands. Or if you don't want to actually write your own letter, you can join a letter that we will be writing. You can sign your name. You can add your name to that letter. You can do it generically. That is also available at SaveSaeed.org. That's SaveSaeed.org, SaveSaeed.org. So this is just the latest way, folks, that you can assure Pastor Saeed that he has not been forgotten and that all of us are going to continue to stand with him until he is released. Now, folks, we're going to come back to this issue in a little bit here, but there's still a lot of other issues going on in Washington, D.C. One of the biggest is this debate over gun control, new restrictions on our Second Amendment rights. You know, here in Maryland, where I live, you are actually experiencing 40 to 50 day delays just for the purchase of regulated firearms. 40 to 50 days, folks, to exercise a Second Amendment right. This is something that Jordan was able to go on Fox News on Saturday. He went on Judge Jeanine's show to talk about Senator Dianne Feinstein's new bill, the effort to move that through the Senate and eventually the House of Representatives, restrictions on magazine capacity, outlawing certain types of weapons, a whole wide array of things that the senator wants to do. So again, this is Jordan on with Judge Jeanine on Fox News TV. This is from Saturday. Let's go ahead and take a listen.
These are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
More misinformation from the anti-gun advocates. That was Colorado Democrat Diana DeJet, who's the lead sponsor of a federal bill to ban high-capacity magazines. Do you believe it? She doesn't know what she's talking about. But she wasn't the only one. President Obama mixed up his facts at a big fundraiser this week when he misstated the type of gun the Sandy Hook shooter used, calling it a fully automatic weapon. Joining me now, civil rights attorney Leo Terrell, my friend from L.A., and American Center for Law and Justice Executive Director Jordan Sekulow from New York. All right, Leo, how does someone who's a lead sponsor of a bill in Congress not know what she's talking about? Is she nothing more than a robot for an ideology?
No, she gaffed. She made a big mistake. But look, here are the facts. 300 million guns in this country. The state of Connecticut and the state of Colorado have passed gun control legislation limiting the magazine clips. The key here is that there's gun nuts in this country. There's a small town in Georgia, I believe, that is requiring people to buy a gun. Judge, there's enough guns in this country. All we're trying to do is make sure the nuts don't have them. And one final point, 91% of this country has a poll out where they say we want universal background checks. There's plenty of guns in this country.
Leo, if there is such universal support for a background check, and I don't disagree, there it's a very high support for it, why are we finding or having such difficulty getting a bill passed?
Let me guess. NRA, and a lot of money inside the Beltway. Those guys control those politicians in Washington, and that's the problem.
Okay.
It's the NRA.
Right. Jordan, he says it's the NRA.
It's not just the NRA. It's the fact the American people see the statement from the congresswoman judge, and they say, you know what, these people should not be writing the laws. They don't know. It happened here in New York. Cuomo did the same thing. The governor supported a magazine ban that didn't exist. You can't have a seven-shot magazine.
Right.
That's the same legislation here. So what's the problem? They're not talking to anybody that has guns. There are no gun experts walking them through these proposals, and then they end up looking like they don't know what they're talking about, which is a problem with all laws.
Oh, and you know, Leo, don't you agree that the laws that were changed wouldn't have affected much at Sandy Hook? I mean, with all due respect, the truth is that Adam Lanza stole his mother's gun. She could have gotten that gun legally with no problem. How does this change it? He was a nut job. Why don't we have access to their mental records?
Listen, the NRA, about 9 years ago, called for a universal background check. Now they did an about-face. But here's the problem, Judge. These magazine clips, if you reduce the capacity, just maybe, we could have, instead of having 20 children died at Sandy Hook, it could have been 18 or 16 or 15. You're trying to reduce the shooter's capability of firing that weapon over and over again.
But at the same time, Leo, the truth is that there are people who don't have these guns, the illegal gun owners, who aren't going to be impacted by this at all.
Look, criminals are not going to comply with the law, but there's something in this, in the move to restrict guns. A lot of police chiefs want gun control.
These laws don't have an effect. First of all, we need to handle the mental health issue. None of these proposals have really grasped that yet. That has not been grasped
yet. We all agree
on
that.
Everyone agrees.
I just said that.
Because that's the issue with what we're talking about. We're focusing on these mass shootings, but we're not focusing on crime. And Leo's state has the worst.
Okay, Leo, let me ask you this.
Shame on you. Don't talk about California. We have
California
a good gun control legislation here.
And we've got
a magazine clip. Hey, how many guns? Let me ask you a question. How many guns exist?
Did the assault weapon ban work during the Clinton years, Leo? Yes or no?
Yes.
No,
it didn't.
It's
facts.
Why did Columbine
facts
happen?
Facts, Leo. And the truth is, California's got the strictest laws and the highest amount of murders by guns.
Chicago.
No piece of gun legislation is going to stop a nut from shooting people.
Unfortunately,
it's going to happen again.
Leo, the truth from Leo Terrell in L.A. Leo and Jordan, thanks for being with us this evening.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on with Judge Dineen on Saturday on Fox News TV. Hey, listen, this is an issue that we're going to continue to follow. We will keep you posted as that federal bill advances. Of course, there's other efforts moving forward in the states as well. You want to monitor your own individual state as far as that goes. But listen, folks, Pastor Saeed, his birthday is coming up. We need you to stand with us. You know, just a couple of days ago, I saw a video that Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagmeh, posted on her Facebook account. It was a video of their son, Jacob, and he was writing a letter to Jesus. And in that letter, he said, "Jesus, I love you. Please bring Daddy home." Folks, if there's no other reason to engage for Pastor Saeed, and there are a lot of them, but if there were no other reason, we should do it for Jacob. We need you to stand with us. We need you to let Pastor Saeed know that he is not forgotten. If you go to SaveSaeed.org, you're going to see a whole bunch of different musicians, celebrities, other notable people who have engaged for Pastor Saeed. They have lent their voice to this effort. We want you to do the same, and we want you to do it in honor of Pastor Saeed's birthday coming up on May 7th. If you go to SaveSaeed.org, you can actually write a letter that ACLJ will deliver to Evin Prison there in Tehran for you. If you don't want to write your own letter, you can just add your name to an existing letter. We'll be adding thousands and thousands of names to that letter and delivering it to Pastor Saeed in prison. So a couple ways you can do it. SaveSaeed.org or 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly.
The ACLJ has obtained the address of the Iranian prison where Pastor Saeed is being held. As Pastor Saeed's May 7th birthday approaches, it's time to encourage him directly. Let him know that we're praying for him and working for his release. You write the letter and the ACLJ will send it. Visit SaveSaeed.org. Or if you would like, you can add your name to the ACLJ letter going to Pastor Saeed. Online, ACLJ.org.